Jesus' seventh and final word on the cross. First, I would like to thank God and everyone here who allowed me to speak today for the seventh word that Jesus spoke on the cross. Imagine Jesus standing, being on the cross in the middle of two thieves, and with a loud voice, he bravely proclaims, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Now, we just heard how much Jesus suffered and how hard it was for him to go through all the pain that he went through for our sake. But even in the midst of that, he chooses to loudly proclaim, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Every year during Lent season, for Sunday school, we would have to memorize the seven words of the cross and the whole Easter story. And I remember specifically one year, my mom was in the kitchen and I was across the room sitting on a couch memorizing all my verses, and from across the room, my mom, with her finger like this, saying, "You better say it correctly to our auntie next Sunday." And for each verse, we had a specific theme. For example, the first verse was forgiveness, and it went all the way down to this very verse, and the theme for this verse was reunion. But little did I realize that it was actually not just reuniting with the Father in Luke chapter 23 verse 46. It was more than that in a much complex level. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Luke 23:46. How I see it, there's three key aspects in this verse. One, it's Jesus' relationship with the Father. Two, Jesus returning his spirit back to the Father after everything is over. And finally, how Jesus removed our sin. So, three R's: relationship, returning, and removing. Let's take a look at Jesus' relationship with the Father. "Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God." This is a psalm of David in Psalm chapter 31 verse 5. And so we can clearly see that Jesus was quoting this psalm of David while he was on the cross. He was using phrases very similar to what the Jewish people heard every day. However, Jesus used his personal cry a little bit differently than how David used it. Although David and Jesus were both committing their spirits to God, David and Jesus had whole other viewpoints in their problems. David saw God as his Lord, but Jesus saw God more closely than that. He saw him as his own Father. And we realize that because Jesus carried our sins on the cross, God gives us the right to become his own children, allowing us to call God our Father. And this is a huge thing that the Jewish people never heard before, because they didn't have a close relationship with God. But now, because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, the people then and now can have a relationship that no one ever had before. So let's take a look at the second key point of Jesus returning his spirit to God. What does it mean to commit? According to the dictionary, it means to completely entrust something into someone's authority. Jesus completely surrendered his spirit to God and proved his relationship with the Father as being faithful even until death. This is a perfect example for us, because we learn to be faithful to God. And finally, we have the phrase, "Having said this, he breathed his last." And this is related to how Jesus removed our sins. That is the last key point. As Jesus is saying this, he is saying this in a loud voice. Like I said before, Jesus said this in a loud voice while he was in so much pain and agony. So if he's saying this in a loud voice while he's in so much pain, there's clearly something that we have to learn from this. Even with all the determination and willpower he uses this as a victorious cry to signal and tell everyone that through his death on the cross, our sins have been forgiven. From the very first sin of Adam all the way to the end of time, Jesus has sacrificed himself as an atonement for sin. This can be seen through the verse before this verse and this verse itself. Then the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn open, symbolizing that the sinful debt that humans had owed God for so long was finally paid for through Jesus' death, allowing us to have a relationship with God through Jesus. And because this huge debt that we owed God was being fulfilled and paid for, it was right that Jesus truly shouted and cried out with a loud voice, because our sin had been forgiven, which separated us with God for so long. But now, because of Jesus, we could have this relationship back. And not just any relationship, we could have a direct relationship with God. In conclusion, we just saw how Jesus had the perfect relationship with the Father, and how he entrusted his full being to God and was faithful to him until death, and how he removed our sins once and for all. Such an act was the sole reason on why we have a direct relationship with the Father today. In conclusion, our relationships with God through the sacrifice of Jesus can be summarized with Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Because we sin, Jesus came to take our sins away. Because He chose to give up Himself, we are saved today. And finally, because of Him, we belong to our Father in heaven. Through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we have seen love that no other being can ever offer to us. "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends," as stated by John 15:13. For our final thoughts, I want to ask us today, are we ready to victoriously tell everyone about Jesus' death and suffering? Are we victoriously able to go before God and say, "Lord, I've lived a life before you that is pleasing, myself included"? And because of this, we realize that through Jesus' death on the cross, we have the power to answer these questions. Let's pray. Dear Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for us to celebrate and remember your death of your Son on the cross for all of our sins. Well, it was actually us that had to be on the cross. Thank you for going through the most terrible of all pains for our sake, so that we can be called your children again. Lord, please help us to victoriously come before you and live a life that is pleasing before you, so that others may know that we are your children, and that others also may realize that they have sinned and that they need your forgiveness and your mercy and your love, all seen by Jesus on his cross. Please help us to remember this in our life and to keep this as the whole reason why we are Christians, Lord. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.